Good day, I am Theodore Henry with GIS Midday News for Monday, June 13. Coming up, Prime Minister extends condolences to the United States. Cabinet approves National Risk Assessment Plan for combating money laundering. And 92 wards off the state to benefit from transitional housing project. The details after the break.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is expressing condolences and support to the people of the United States as the country grapples with the worst mass shooting in its history. 50 people were killed and more than 50 injured after a lone gunman entered a nightclub in Orlando, Florida and opened fire on attendants. In a letter sent to U.S. Ambassador Luis G. Moreno, Prime Minister Holness stated that the people of the United States of America are constantly in our prayers and we have been in yours in our times of tragedy and pain. We stand together with you as brothers and sisters, committed to a better world for our peoples. Mr. Holness says the people of Jamaica have been good friends and supporters of the people of the United States, and Jamaica stands with them today as the country grieves and seeks answers. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says the U.S. incident has caused focus to be placed on the issue of gun violence in Jamaica. Mr. Holness says the government is giving the law enforcement agencies the resources they need and support in other ways to ensure that they can deal effectively with crime generally and murders in particular. He says government's commitment to reducing crime is sound and its resolve strong. State Minister for Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, is lobbying for greater collaboration among Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, CFATF, member states. This as they address the negative impacts of reforms handed down by larger financial jurisdictions. Ms. Williams says territories such as the United States and the United Kingdom will give greater credence to complaints coming from the Caribbean if the region speaks with a more unified voice.
The region must lobby harder at the FATF level and in other global fora to bring across our concerns forcefully. So bodies like the CFATF have to make our voices heard, and member governments have to make the investment and dedicate the resources to have representatives sit at those tables in the US or Europe to ensure our concerns are taken into account.
Ms. Williams adds that member states of the CFATF must seek to sensitize financial institutions in larger jurisdictions about efforts to modernize financial systems in the Caribbean, as well as the successes reaped in tackling crimes such as money laundering and identity theft. This will enhance efforts to boost the region's reputation on the international scene. In the meantime, Cabinet has approved a national risk assessment and strategic plan for combating money laundering and financial terrorism. Junior Minister for Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, made the announcement while addressing the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, CFATF, plenary and working groups meeting in Montego Bay recently.
Jamaica's own national risk assessment on anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism was considered by our cabinet last week and approved. It will provide a foundation for effecting key reforms for strengthening Jamaica's framework, including greater use of risk-sensitive solutions.
And 92 wards off the state are to benefit from transitional living arrangements after exiting the formal system. The 46 males and 46 females will be provided with 2 years of independent housing once they reach the age of 18. This following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the Caribbean Child Development Center of the University of the West Indies, UWI, Open Campus, and the Child Development Agency, CDA, for the Transitional Living Program for Children in State Care Project. Three facilities are to be built in St. Andrew and St. Elizabeth under the project. Funding valued at $1.5 million US dollars is being provided by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Youth Minister Floyd Green says the project is a practical intervention for children leaving state care.
We have to spend significant time and resources trying to help them to ensure that some of them, the safety that they now find in our state facilities, when they are to leave, they can make that transition. I'm very, very happy about this project.
That was GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.